Welcome to the Meta Cafe FutureLink podcast, where we explore the latest trends, technologies, and ideas shaping the future of the internet and beyond. This is Chidam, and I have today Justin Day. Justin is an expert in strategic content and AI. And welcome, Justin.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. This has been an amazing place to be at South By. You know, seeing everything out here is like, it's so exciting.
It's very vibrant. We are here South by Southwest in Great Daily House hosting us today. Yes. And we will talk about it around 4:30 today, AI in marketing with you.
Right.
And you have also like Alter and your agency. You are working like with a lot of different companies and you have knowledge about marketing basically and business. But now in AI, let's start in like about you, a little bit of like talk about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I started in marketing about 10 years ago with my mother's agency. Shout out Gaydon. She's amazing in helping me start my career. And I kind of learned in an organic way where I started out as a project manager. Then I was like, oh, maybe I'll learn some web development and then videography, photography, kind of stepstone my way up into doing everything. And after that, I started my own agency. I've had my own agency, Day by Day Digital, now for the last 7 years. And because I was able to stepstone my way through and kind of learn all of the marketing ins and outs with the pairing of AI now, I'm now able to take that knowledge and tell AI what to do instead of like having to go back and relearn it. So the empowerment of like organically going through everything now is just taking everything to the next level. So I'm very lucky to have had that experience, but now with AI, it's just saving time, more creative, and there's just so much more that we can do as marketers now.
Yeah, I believe that. And it's just like is taking automation tasks, even like it's really big. And you are really into using AI in content marketing, right? What is the most exciting part about it for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that we leverage AI is to get really 60 to 80% of the way there. It's not necessarily 100% way there, right? We don't want to copy and paste. But the way that we really dove into it is leveraging prompting automations and the engineering to really understand every business's client's target audience so that we can do everything at a deep level. And then all the content, whether that's SEO or social or anything like that, is always resonating with that target audience, so that they can scale much faster and get better leads that are more high quality and grow a following. Because once you understand your target audience at a deep level, you can really take things to the next level. But that generally takes time, the research, the everything that goes with it. But with AI, it's a repeatable thing with the research part of it. So we run all of our clients through that. Then we line up all of that target audience data, feed it to an AI, so it's the brain. And then we just have conversations with our target audience day and night so that we can understand what resonates directly with them.
Yeah. And your talent is coming, and as you say, from your mother. And it's kind of like, I love that story.
Yeah.
And you open your agency, like which is Day by Day Digital, right?
Yeah.
I was wondering, what has Day by Day Digital tried out with AI that work well, and what needs to get better?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Definitely the target audience is the number one focus that we have. That's really where we're different than a lot of companies. And then the automation side of or really understanding how to leverage AI and understanding that it gets you 60 to 80% of the way there. And then leveraging, whether it's virtual assistants or employees, empowering them to always have great content. And then they come in, make it even better. And they're spending their time doing quality assurance and making things go to the next level versus starting from the bottom, writing things from scratch and doing all this kind of stuff. Right? I want to empower everybody to, one, get their time back, and then two, get the best possible result. So our systems, as far as leveraging AI, is always about giving back that time and then scaling and really just not focusing on that little stuff that's just repeatable, right? We want to just not get stuck in the mundane tasks. And that's what prompting and engineering and all that kind of stuff is for, right?
Yep, exactly. And I saw you have a word like content will always be king.
Yeah.
Right? I like that one. I will copy that. I
really definitely do, yeah.
And I want to talk about your book, actually. Mm. Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, so we launched our book, In Search of Tomorrow, last year as a number one bestseller on Amazon in the first 24 hours. We're very, very excited about that. And basically, it's a book about really the future, specifically in search engines and how small businesses need to understand how the searchability is going to come in the future. So understanding that video is going to become more relevant, making sure that the technical side is more quick and to the point, answering questions versus just stuffing keywords into blogs and everything like that. And understanding those things of how the future of search is coming along to be searchable in like the Google Map Packs and everything like that is super key for small businesses. And I think a lot of them are afraid or don't know, and that's okay, but it's coming and you need to be prepared for it. And leveraging AI or experts that leverage AI is the best next step.
I will definitely check it. It's available on Amazon, right?
Yeah, right. It's just out there, 99 cents. I'm not trying to make any money on it. I want to help people. I've actually got a book for you today in print, so we'll give that to you. And maybe. Yeah, it's I'm so excited for the future. And I hope small businesses are ready and just ready to not be scared of it, you know, yeah. Embrace it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important. Like, are you really active in like marketing and helping to businesses and a little startups and tech founders coming up market.
Right.
Because AI boom is like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm curious about, talk about the tools or tech you found helpful for using AI in marketing. Like, how have they improved your strategies and or yielded better results?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many tools out there and it's kind of confusing for a lot of people. And that's why I don't know how this was available, but 3 or 4 months ago, I purchased AIMarketingTools.com. So I upload all of AI marketing tool related content up there that's vetted by me and my team. And then what we're doing now is going back through and doing walkthroughs through all of them to help everybody. It's a free resource. Go to that. And, you know, what I've seen, I've gone through a bunch of conferences and talking to a lot of business owners. They're afraid or they know the content is king. They're afraid to get on video or whatever. And I think where the number one place to start is, you know, just start with a long form video, whether that's a webinar or something like this. Use a tool like Opus.pro that goes automatically, cuts it up and gets you 60 clips and posts it to social. I mean, there's so many tools out there to really get your content on the next level, but, you know, there's no reason to be afraid of it. You just go use it. And I mean, it really empowers you to give you your time back and actually get good content. And I will say too, done is better than perfect, and AI is not perfect, but it does get it done. So if you're holding on to content that you want to be perfect with the lighting, and I'd say definitely audio is number one, but with the lighting and the overproduction, just go out there and do it. The frequency is what matters most these days on Facebook and Instagram. It's not the high quality. It's the top of mind, tip of tongue.
Yeah, exactly. And AI tools in marketing, right? Your pages.
AIMarketingTools.com.
Yeah. Okay, it's amazing. What is your favorite tools? For example, I'm preparing my deck with Gamma. I love Gamma. And also like it's Gamma founder, Grant. I hosted him in this podcast. And it's amazing product, for example, Gamma app. Also, I'm using, of course, like ChatGPT everything. Like almost for search engine. And what about you?
Yeah, you know, I think from an automation standpoint, I'm a very big Zapier user. We like to connect all of our platforms in one place. And really, we want to do it right, do it once, and just set it and forget it. So when we're able to use Zapier, and that uses ChatGPT inside of it, connects all your different platforms, whether it's Facebook or using Buffer for social media to do automated social posts. There's some out there like Create-O-Matic that you can have templates for updating content in real time. And I mean, man, there's just so many out there. But I really think leveraging tools to automate like Zapier or Make or something like that so that you can create an amazing repeatable system to get your time back by still having that high quality content, that's the best place to start. So getting on YouTube, watch a little bit of Zapier. It's not overly complicated. And I believe they even have now with the AI built in, where you can just kind of type it in and it say what you want and it builds it for yourself. So that's a great place to start. I mean, definitely ChatGPT. That's not going anywhere. Claude is very good by Anthropic, but I'd say ChatGPT, Claude, and Zapier are the best ones to start out with for sure.
Thank you. Also, like, will you build up like your tool for, I don't know, your business or maybe for your client?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a part of what our Swarm system is all about. So we've got my agency Day by Day Digital, but it's all powered by my Swarm system. And that's what really I push these days is the Swarm system that connects all of the platforms and generates boiling hot leads so that our small businesses can scale, because a lot of small businesses can't afford that big agency is $10,000 a month, right? And so what we've done, since we started out in the agency world and we know the ins and outs and of everything, we've taken that knowledge and experience and put that into AI and automation so that we can give small businesses a really high quality experience at a fraction of the cost. So I'm definitely implementing all the tools that I find. So it's like when I'm going through all my AI marketing tools and everything, I'm just recording how I'm doing them throughout the day, upload them to that website, and then that's what's implemented, right? What you see is what you get. And I mean, there's just so many tools to save time and money and grow, and it's just empowering people. And I just, that's the biggest takeaway that I want people to have is this is empowering. It's not going anywhere, and there's no reason to be afraid of it.
Yeah, exactly. And this, it looks really useful for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And you're saying it's really true story, and small businesses can afford, like with your systems, with your tool, like better marketing.
Yeah.
And they can reach out of their targets, and they can just go into market, and they can find product market fit.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Easily and faster, right?
Right.
Okay, Justin, I want to thank you.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm really happy to have you here today. And you are here and you arrive in South by Southwest. Lastly, it's like, what is your expectation from Austin? It's a great city and South by.
Yeah, no, my expectation, well, I love it so much that I moved here 6 months ago. So it's great to be here, and it's a great technology hub. And in South by, it's getting into a peek into the future. We're here, people. Okay. It's not going anywhere. We are here in the future. AI and the experiential part of it is coming. And that's what's been happening over the last few years is the hardware comes out, the software. Now it's being paired with experience. And that is the most exciting thing we're seeing across the board at all the exhibits and everything like that. So I'm excited to see what else is out there and how we can integrate seamlessly AI that's not overbearing or kind of worrisome, right? With people thinking about it's going to take over the world and stuff. We're not there yet, maybe later, but not yet.
Exactly. Like, I'm curious about what will we see next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Next year should be crazy. Just the exponential growth of AI at this point. I'm like, okay, what's next year going to be like? But I'm excited.
Me too. Yeah. I heard today Justin Day. You can find him on LinkedIn, right? Justin Day. Thank you for listening. Us. See you next week.
Thank you.
Goodbye.